The Emotion Code: How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. Dr. Bradley Nelson. Wellness Unmasked Publishing, Mesquite, Nevada. Narrated by Dr. Bradley Nelson. Dedicated to the memory of Bruce A. Nelson Sr. and Ruth Nelson, my wonderful parents, who always loved and believed in me. To the memory of Drs. Ida Glynn Harmon and Alan Bain, Doc and Ida, who healed my body when I was a very sick boy and introduced me to the world of natural healing. Finally, to my wife Jean, whose ideas, insights, contributions, dreams, and support made this work possible. A note to listeners. The Emotion Code is a self-help method that quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, both physical and emotional, in nature. Nevertheless, it is a relatively new discovery and has not been thoroughly studied. This book is based on the personal observations and experiences of Dr. Bradley Nelson. You, the listener, must take 100% responsibility for your own health, both physical and emotional. The Emotion Code should not be misconstrued or used to diagnose the presence or absence of any particular mental, physical, or emotional ailment. This audiobook is not intended to be a substitute for the services of any healthcare professional. Neither the author nor the publisher is responsible for any consequences incurred by those employing the remedies or treatments discussed or taught herein. Any application of the materials set forth in this audiobook is at the reader's or listener's discretion and is his or her sole responsibility. Part 1. Trapped Emotions. Truth is stranger than fiction, but this is because fiction is obliged to stick to probability. Truth is not. Mark Twain. Trapped Emotions, Chapter 1. The Invisible Epidemic. Where would you be without your emotions? If the sum total of all your experiences makes up the tapestry of your life, it is the emotions you have experienced that give that tapestry its color. Our emotions really do give color to our lives. Try to imagine for a moment a world where no emotions could occur. No joy would be possible. No feelings of happiness, bliss, charity, or kindness. No love would be felt. No positive emotions of any kind. On this imaginary, emotionless planet, there would be no negative emotions either. No sorrow, no anger, no feelings of depression, and no grief. To live on such a planet would be to merely exist. With no ability to feel emotions of any kind, life would be reduced to a gray, mechanical ritual from cradle to grave. Be grateful that you can feel emotions. But are there emotions you have experienced that you would rather not have felt? If you are like most people, your life has had its ups and downs. You have probably experienced moments of joy, as well as other times of grief, anger, frustration, and fear. You may have experienced moments of happiness, as well as depression, low self-esteem, anxiety, or any of a wide variety of emotions, both positive and negative. What you may not realize is that some of the negative emotions you've experienced, even though you may have felt them long ago, may still be creating problems for you in subtle yet very damaging ways. The Emotion Code is about finding those old emotions and releasing them forever. Much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that have become trapped within us. The Emotion Code is a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing these trapped energies. Many people have found that when they free themselves of their trapped emotions, they are able to live healthier and happier lives. A single trapped emotion can create both physical and emotional problems. The following real-life examples illustrate how releasing trapped emotional energy using the Emotion Code can result in astonishing and sudden improvements in physical and emotional wellness. Heather's debilitating hip pain left her instantly, and she was able to dance in her performance that night. Linda's constant feelings of suicidal depression went away. Jennifer's chronic anxiety was gone, and she now felt the total confidence she'd been longing for. Lori reported that for the first time in her life she could feel God's love for her. Cheryl was finally able to shed her anger for her ex-husband and create a wonderful, loving relationship with a new man. Kelly aced her court reporting test after failing several times. Larry's foot pain disappeared along with his limp. Connie's allergies disappeared. Neil's two-year-long feeling of resentment for his principal vanished. Yolanda finally lost the weight she'd been struggling to lose for years. Joan's bulimia was gone within a week. Tom's vision improved. Jim's shoulder pain disappeared. Mindy's carpal tunnel syndrome went away. Sandy's knee pain, which she had seen three other doctors for, was gone in moments. Carol's night terrors, which had plagued her for over 30 years, were gone within a week and did not return. I was present at each of these events, and many others like them. In many years of practice and teaching, I have seen countless seemingly miraculous healings such as these, all as a result of simply releasing trapped emotions using the emotion code. My purpose in writing this book is to teach you how to find and remove trapped emotions from yourself and from others. Whether you are a doctor or a fisherman, a housewife or a teenager, you can learn the emotion code. It's simple. Anyone can learn how to be free from the very real and damaging effects of trapped emotions. What is a trapped emotion? As you live through the days and years of your life, you are continually experiencing emotions of one sort or another. Life can be difficult, and emotions can sometimes feel overwhelming. All of us experience negative emotional extremes at times. Most of us would rather forget some of these challenges, but unfortunately, the influence of these events can stay with us in the form of trapped emotions. Sometimes, for reasons that we do not yet understand, emotions do not process completely. In these cases, instead of simply experiencing the emotion and then moving on, the energy of the emotion somehow becomes trapped within the physical body. So, instead of moving beyond your angry moment or a temporary bout with grief or depression, this negative emotional energy can remain within your body, potentially causing significant physical and emotional stress. Most people are amazed to find out that their emotional baggage is more literal than they had imagined. Trapped emotions actually consist of well-defined energies that have a shape and form. Although they are not visible, they are very real. Neil's resentment. In this story, a Canadian teacher shares how a difficult situation resulted in a trapped emotion that stayed with him, impacting his life in a negative way. A number of years ago, when I was teaching school, the principal and I just did not get along well at all. We fought almost from day one over one topic or another. She was extremely vicious, vindictive, and emasculating in every way, shape, and form. Finally, about January of the school year, I bailed out. I saw my doctor and went on stress leave. He said, "Take some time off and regroup and recuperate." So I did that for about 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, I went back to the school board with a clean bill of health, but with a proviso from the doctor that I was not to be put back into the same situation with this rather nasty principal. Anyway, the feelings surrounding her and that whole situation would never leave. They would well up often, and I would ruminate on the situation, thinking about it, and I would feel my blood pressure rising, and I would feel the anger and resentment building up within me about the way I had been treated, and the fact that she never had any disciplinary measures, even though she had a history of being rather sinister, if you will, to teachers who disagreed with her approach to principalship. Anyway, this went on for 2 years. I couldn't sleep at night because I'd be so bent out of shape from all the negative feelings I was carrying. We were visiting Southern California and went and saw Dr. Brad Nelson and went to his clinic. And he rolled a magnet up and down my back and released this feeling of resentment. And when he did so, I actually felt something leave me. And from that point forward, even though I still don't like the woman, I don't have the negative feelings and the rising blood pressure, the anger, the resentment, which had possessed me for several years. So that's the story of an emotional blockage gone with these principles and the emotion code that Dr. Brad teaches. Neil B., Alberta, Canada. Your future held hostage. Do you ever feel that you are struggling under the weight of something that you can't quite put your finger on? Perhaps your life is not turning out how you had hoped. Perhaps your attempts to form lasting relationships never seem to work out. You may wish that certain events in your past had never occurred, but feel powerless to move beyond them. You may even have an uneasy feeling that your present is being held hostage by your past in some vague and indefinable way. Jennifer's self-sabotage. Jennifer's experience is a good example of how trapped emotions can get in your way. She was my daughter's close friend, a fun-loving college student with a bright future. On her way home from college for the summer, she stopped by to visit our family. Her college life was going well, but she expressed concern that events from her past still troubled her, and she wondered if she was suffering from trapped emotions. She told me she'd been involved in a tumultuous relationship with a young man the year before. Jennifer said that since the failure of that stormy relationship, she felt the sting of insecurity every time she met someone new and had an unfounded fear of commitment that she couldn't overcome. She told me that she seemed to unintentionally sabotage every potential relationship that she began. I tested her and discovered that there was indeed at least one trapped emotion that was contributing to her problem. I decided to help her learn to treat herself so she could continue to release her own trapped emotions without my assistance since she lived some distance away. She quickly and easily learned the emotion code and proceeded to find several trapped emotions in her body, most notably the emotion of creative insecurity. This particular emotion arises from a lack of confidence about creating things, from painting a picture, starting a new job, or entering into a new relationship. Jennifer had experienced this emotion in her prior relationship and it had become trapped within her. She was able to release the creative insecurity, as well as a few other trapped emotions from her body, within a few minutes and then continued her drive home. A few days later, she called, exclaiming that she felt an amazing difference. She said that she felt a noticeable improvement in her ability to articulate her thoughts and express herself in the company of a particular young man that she was dating. Previously, she had felt intimidated and shy around him, but after releasing her trapped emotion, she felt very at ease and confident. Months later, she continued to watch the relationship grow. She felt certain that she would have sabotaged it if she had not released her trapped emotions. Getting rid of your trapped emotions can help you to overcome the obstacles of your past and can bring new life to your marriage, family, and other personal relationships. Freeing yourself from your trapped emotions can make you feel more secure and motivated and can liberate you to create the relationships, career, and life that you always wanted. People frequently sense that they are somehow burdened by their past emotions, but they don't seem to know how to get over them. Some seek help through traditional psychotherapy, which does not directly address trapped emotions, but typically addresses their symptoms. Many people fail to perform up to their ability and have difficulty making their life work as they should. Oftentimes, the underlying cause of their frustration is a trapped emotion from a past event that they may not realize is sabotaging their efforts. The next story is a perfect example of how this can happen. Julia, the court recorder. Julia was going to school to become a court recorder and was excited about her future job prospects. Court recorders learn to type on a specialized phonetic machine and have to type very rapidly and accurately to record everything said in the courtroom. Julia did fine in class, but whenever she had to take an examination where the pressure was really on, she would fail. She was very worried, as she had failed the test 3 times and was afraid that this next examination would be her last chance to pass. I tested her to see if there was a trapped emotion that might be influencing her behavior in the testing situation, and the answer her body gave was yes. In her case, the trapped emotion was discouragement. When she was 15 years old, she had gone through a difficult time when her parents were divorcing. She had experienced overwhelming discouragement, which had become trapped in her body. In the testing situation, with the pressure on, the trapped emotion of discouragement would sabotage her performance. We released the trapped discouragement, and she sailed through her next test, feeling relaxed and confident, and received a nearly perfect score. Julia had no idea that her parents' divorce and her old feelings about it could be affecting her negatively in the present. In the same way that the effects of the wind are felt rather than seen, trapped emotions are invisible, yet can exert a powerful influence upon you. It is my experience that a significant percentage of physical illness, emotional difficulty, and self-sabotage are actually caused by these unseen energies. The emotion code will help you reclaim your life enjoy better health, and finally be free from the insidious and subtle forces that trapped emotions are exerting upon you. The damage trapped emotions cause. Trapped emotions can cause you to make the wrong assumptions, overreact to innocent remarks, misinterpret behavior, and short-circuit your relationships. Even worse, trapped emotions can create depression, anxiety, and other unwanted feelings that you can't seem to shake. They can interfere with proper function of your body's organs and tissues, wreaking havoc with your physical health, causing pain, fatigue, and illness. Yet, no matter how great your suffering may be, the invisible energy of trapped emotions will remain undiagnosed by conventional medicine, even though they may be a major causative factor in your physical and emotional difficulties. To eliminate any kind of problem that has to do with your health or well-being, the underlying causes of the problem must be addressed. There are many powerful drugs that can relieve the symptoms of disease, but when the drug wears off, the symptoms often return because the underlying causes of the disease have not been dealt with. It is important for you to recognize and remove your own trapped emotions before they cause more damage. You can live a much better life by getting rid of them. This book proclaims the truth that trapped emotions are a significant yet hidden cause of much illness and suffering, both emotional and physical in nature. Time heals all wounds? Perhaps not. You've probably heard it said that time heals all wounds, but this is not necessarily true. You may think you have let go of all your emotional pain from past relationships, and maybe you've had therapy to deal with it. It may seem like it's all behind you now, but your body can literally be inhabited by the invisible energies of old emotions. These are wounds that time alone cannot and will not heal. They can cause you to act and feel differently in your current relationships and may even cause you to sabotage them. When a trapped emotion is released, a burden is literally lifted. In fact, people often experience a feeling of lightness upon the release of a trapped emotion. Finding and releasing those trapped negative energies can literally make changes in how you feel and behave, in the choices that you make, and in the results that you get. The emotion code is about clearing away the baggage so that you can be who you really are inside. You are not your emotional baggage, but sometimes your trapped emotions can derail you or cause you to travel on paths you'd rather not take. Trapped emotions can keep you from living the vibrant, healthy life you are meant to live. Trapped emotions and physical pain. In addition to obvious emotional pain, millions of people are suffering from physical aches and pains. Many times, there are unseen trapped emotional energies that contribute to or create physical pain. The next example illustrates how trapped emotions can exert an astonishingly powerful influence over the physical body. Debbie's broken heart. Debbie had been a patient of mine for a year or so when one day she came into my office complaining of what she thought might be a heart attack. She had chest pain and difficulty breathing. Her left arm was completely numb, as was the left side of her face. She said it had been getting gradually worse for about 24 hours. I immediately had her lie down and put my staff on alert that we may need medical assistance. After checking her vital signs and finding them to be normal, I tested her body to see if these symptoms were being caused by a trapped emotion. The answer her body gave was yes. I continued to test Debbie and quickly determined that the trapped emotion was heartache. A little more testing revealed that this emotion had become trapped in her body 3 years earlier. At this point, she burst into tears and exclaimed, "I thought I'd dealt with all that in therapy. I can't believe that is showing up now." I asked, "Can you share what happened?" She replied that 3 years before, her husband had an affair. The news was devastating to her. It destroyed her marriage and wrecked her life for a while, but she gradually came to terms with it. She cried a lot of tears, spent a year in therapy, got remarried, and moved on, or so she thought. Debbie expressed surprise that her past heartache was still affecting her, and in such a dramatic way. How could this event be the source of her physical pain when she'd gone to such lengths to deal with it already? She had done all the things we're told to do. She'd cried and expressed her feelings, sought the comfort of friends and the advice of therapists, opened up a dialogue with her husband, and reconciled with her divorce. It had not been easy, and she'd made a lot of important progress. In her mind, she'd dealt with it and put it behind her. What she didn't see is what none of us can see. There was a physical effect from her experience that was silent and invisible until she began to manifest symptoms from it. She had dealt with her troubles in every way but this. She was suffering from a trapped emotion. I released the trapped heartache from her body, and within seconds the feeling came back into her arm and into her face. Suddenly she could breathe freely, and the chest pain and heaviness were gone. She left the office shortly after, feeling completely fine. The overwhelming heartache that she had felt during those early days of her breakup had literally become trapped in her physical body. The instantaneous relief of her physical symptoms was astounding to me. I was left to ponder on the mechanism that was at work here. How could a single trapped emotion cause such extreme physical symptoms? Debbie's experience is a dramatic example of how trapped emotions can affect us physically, and how traditional therapy cannot and does not attempt to remove them, although traditional therapy certainly has its place. Typically, trapped emotions will not cause symptoms as intense as the ones that Debbie experienced. Most are more subtle, yet exert an imbalancing influence on both mind and body. Sharon's mother was a pain. A patient named Sharon came to my office one day complaining of pain in her abdomen. She told me that the pain felt like it was coming from her right ovary. I tested her to see if the cause of her pain was due to a trapped emotion and found that it was. Further testing revealed that the exact emotion was frustration, that it had to do with her mother, and that it had become trapped in her body 3 days earlier. The moment I arrived at this determination, she became quite upset and angrily hissed, "Oh, my mother. She called me 3 days ago and dumped all of this stuff on me. I wish she would just get out of my life and leave me alone." I released the trapped frustration from her body, and the pain instantly vanished. Sharon was amazed and could hardly believe that the pain was entirely and suddenly gone. Even more amazing to Sharon was the fact that her intense frustration with her mother was the apparent cause of the physical pain she had been suffering from for the last 3 days. Trapped emotions can even create muscular imbalances that lead to joint malfunction and eventual joint degeneration and arthritis. I have seen hundreds of cases where acute physical pain instantly left the body upon the release of a trapped emotion. Jim's bad knees. Removing trapped emotions can often relieve pain and suffering, even in cases that would be considered hopeless by conventional medicine. This is a letter I received from a former patient whose case certainly fits this description. I was your patient for a few years, and know that I had many physical problems with my legs, knees, and back when I came to you. I was able to withstand the side effects of the various supplements you prescribed to cleanse my system, and then through your abilities to release the resentments, anger, and fear that I was hanging on to, we were able to achieve a physical position where my knees stopped hurting. I had been told by my doctor that replaced my hips that my knees needed replacing because they were worn out also. And I was able to walk, climb stairs, etc., pain-free for the first time in years. To this day, I am basically active and pain-free. This is not to say that arthritis doesn't come into play as I continue to grow older, but the worn-out knees are still working fine, and for that I am grateful. I wish you the best with your book and pray that it can open the door for others to a healthy life. Keep the faith. Jim H. People often put up with their pain and end up simply living with it, especially when they cannot find a solution or a reason for it. Pain is the body's way of telling you there is a problem. It's a warning sign. In my experience working with people in pain, I've observed that trapped emotions are actually creating the pain at least 50% of the time. Pinned to the past. I was teaching a workshop once in Las Vegas when I had an interesting experience. I asked for a volunteer, and a young woman in her early 20s came up out of the audience. I asked her if she had any particular physical complaints, and she said no, that she was healthy and had no problems. I muscle tested her to see if she had a trapped emotion, and she did. The emotion was unsupported, which is a feeling similar to being all alone and without help when you really need it. Through muscle testing, I asked her body when this emotion had become trapped. I asked, "Did this emotion become trapped within the last 5 years?" "No." "Did this emotion become trapped between ages 10 and 20? No. "Did this emotion become trapped between ages birth to 10? Yes. "Did this emotion become trapped in the first 5 years of your life? Yes. "Did this emotion become trapped in the first year of your life? Yes. "Did this emotion occur after 1 year of age? No. I asked her if she had any idea what this might be about, and she shook her head no. It just so happened that this young woman had arrived at the workshop with her mother, and they had been sitting together in the audience. At this point, I looked out at the audience and noticed that her mother looked very uncomfortable. Her hand was covering her mouth, and she looked either frightened or very embarrassed. I couldn't tell which. I asked her if she knew what might have happened, since her daughter was too young to remember. In a very pained and embarrassed voice, she explained. Well, when Jessica was a baby, I used cloth diapers, which I would close with safety pins. There was one particular occasion where I'm ashamed to say that I accidentally pinned her to her diaper. She cried and cried, but I didn't realize that she was pinned to her diaper until I changed her again. I can't believe this is showing up now, and I felt so horrible about this, and I still do. I turned to Jessica and asked, "Is that what this trapped emotion is about?" I pressed down on her arm, and it was very strong, indicating that this was indeed the case. I released the trapped emotional energy by rolling 3 times down her back with a mag creator, a magnetic massage device made by the Nikan company, and she sat down again. About 2 weeks later, I received the following email. "Hi, Dr. Brad. When you were in Las Vegas, you cleared a trapped emotion for my daughter Jessica stemming from infancy. Jessica has suffered from hip and knee pain since about the age of 12 years. It has gotten worse as she got older. Since you worked on clearing her trapped emotion of feeling unsupported about 1.5 weeks ago, she has had no pain or constriction in her hips and knees. She has never gone more than a day or two without pain, and because it was worsening, it was beginning to affect her gait. She is ecstatic and is now experiencing a new sense of inner joy. She sends her heartfelt thanks. Jessica said, feel free to share her story. She is certainly telling everyone in Las Vegas about it. Thank you, Maureen C." Here is another example of a trapped emotion creating physical pain. The event that caused the trapped emotion happened when Jessica was a baby, and she had no conscious memory of it. Had we not released it, I believe that Jessica may have eventually become disabled, and the true cause of her disability, her trapped emotion, would have remained undiscovered. Of course, not all physical pain is caused by trapped emotions, but isn't it interesting to contemplate that they can cause or contribute to physical pain? I have come to understand that trapped emotions seem to be involved, to one degree or another, in nearly every illness I have encountered. How is this possible? Trapped emotions and disease. The most ancient idea in the art of healing is that disease is caused by imbalance in the body. Trapped emotions are perhaps the most common type of imbalance that human beings suffer from. I believe that trapped emotions can be implicated in nearly all diseases, either directly or indirectly. Because trapped emotions are nearly universal, and because they always create distortion in the energy field of the body, and because they are completely invisible, they can cause an incredibly wide variety of physical problems without being unmasked. Trapped emotions are truly epidemic, and are the insidious, invisible cause of much suffering and illness, both physical and emotional in nature. Trapped emotions lower immune function and make the body more vulnerable to disease. They can distort body tissues, block the flow of energy, and prevent normal function of organs and glands. The list of conditions and diseases that my patients came to me with, where trapped emotions appeared as a contributing factor, and many times as the entire cause of the condition, includes the following: acid reflux, ADD, ADHD, allergies, abdominal pain, asthma, back pain, Bell's palsy, cancer, carpal tunnel, chest pain, chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease, colitis, constipation, depression, diabetes, dyslexia, eye pain, fibromyalgia, frigidity, headaches, heartburn or GERD, hip pain, hypoglycemia, impotency, infertility, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, joint pain, knee pain, learning disabilities, low back pain, hypothyroidism, lupus, migraines, multiple sclerosis, knee pain, night terrors, panic attacks, Parkinson's disease, phobias, shoulder pain, sinus problems, tennis elbow, and vertigo. I am not saying that releasing trapped emotions is a cure-all. The emotion code should not be used by itself in attempting to address any major disease or medical condition, but rather it should be looked upon as an adjunctive therapy. When trapped emotions are contributing to physical illness, removing them can only help. The emotion code is easy to use and precise. Sometimes the release of a trapped emotion will bring about an instantaneous and dramatic effect, but most of the time the effects are more subtle, yet they always seem to bring a greater sense of contentment and peace, whether they are immediate or gradual. If you are like many of the people who have come to my seminars over the years, using the emotion code will bring a new joy and freedom to your life. It will bring you a greater feeling of serenity because you will be freeing yourself from your old emotional baggage. The results can bring balance, a new inner calm, and profound healing where nothing else has before.